All right. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So we want to welcome all our NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are watching us by audio and video. Amen. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Man, you have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Y prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video, reciba lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about the power of praise. If you didn't ever think about there's power in praise, now you do. Amen. Because we're going to talk about Paul and Silas. I mean, they were beaten, they were in jail, and they was just sitting there. And you know what? They were not complaining, griping, or sad about anything. They were singing praises to God, and guess what? He heard, and he showed up. So he does the same thing here. Amen. He does the same thing right here where we're at, or wherever you happen to be. You don't have to be in a church building. Wherever you happen to be, driving, wherever you happen to be, he'll show up. Amen. So don't ever say, well, I'm all by myself. Well, guess what? He's with you. He says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. So praise God. We're going to be talking about power of praise and worship number two. Amen. So prepare yourselves. Amen. Praise God. And before I get going here, let's make this declaration together. Grab your Bible. Grab your sword, soldier of God. And let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I got a nugget for you. And it goes like this. It says, trust him. That means all the time. You know, if you don't know, I'll say it again. You're on God's winning team. Yeah. Amen. And he's never lost. So if you're in his team, you're a winner. You're victorious in Jesus. Yeah. Amen. So you're going to have victory in him. Trust him. He trust is the antidote to cure, answer to worry. Worry has never fixed a single thing, but trusting God changes everything. When you release what you can't control, we make room for God to move. Our anxious moments become reminders that we were never meant to carry the burden alone. God is in control, and he invites us to hand it over to him. The fears, the stress, the unknowns. Let him carry what's been weighing you down and step out in faith. Amen. Step out in peace and fulfill what it is that he's called you to do. Amen. He put you here because you have a call. He put a call on you. He anointed you. He equipped you to fulfill what it is plan he gave you to do. Amen. Whatever mission it happens to be. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You need to remind that on a daily basis. You need to remind yourself this as often as needed. Because you're a child of him. You're a child of God. And you can do all things through him. So you know what? Whatever stands before you, whatever giants are coming against you, I can do all things through Christ. That's what David said when Goliath stood in front of him. And you know what? He just didn't walk over there and he didn't back out. He just ran to the giant. You know, greater one is made me. Hey, you know what? When the bear came, when the lion came, whatever problem rose up, guess what? My God was there. And he's going to do the same for you. Praise God. Remember that. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Amen. He loves you so much. The Father God loved you so much. He says, he sent his only begotten son to be sacrificed for us. He wanted us back. And Jesus went to the cross and fulfilled his mission so that we can have freedom, so we can have salvation. Amen. And you know what? When you confess him as Lord and Savior, you can do all things through him and fulfill what it is that he's called you to do. Woo, hallelujah. I'm preaching better than you. Amen in me already. Praise God. Amen. And here's another one for you, another nugget for you. And it goes like this. Walk by faith, not by sight. On a daily basis, we're to walk by faith, not by sight. We're to walk by faith and not by fear. Because if you ain't walking in faith, you're walking in fear. And if you have fear, you ain't going anywhere. You're just going to stay put and do nothing. I can't do it. Man, I'm scared. Yeah. You just see yourself by yourself. You know, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to bombard you with all kind of negative things. You can't do it. He's called everybody else but you. You're a nobody. You're no good. Walk by faith. Living by faith is not something we try. It's a lifestyle. Don't be surprised when things get tough at times. But know that you'll always come out on top if you endure tough times as a child of God. Satan will challenge you. Keep standing by faith, even when things look bad. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's easy. Stand by faith becomes faith because faith pleases God. If you refuse to faint and fall away, you will have victory. So walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Let's remember this. Hallelujah. That is for you. And of course, 2 Corinthians, if you want to know where we found it, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we, Jose," you can personalize that. "For I walk by faith and not by sight." Regardless of what you see, you know, you see things, you hear things, but I'm not walking in faith. I'm walking in fear. Well, I'm walking in faith. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And again, Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please Him." Amen. You know what? He's greater. And we're going to be talking about this in a few minutes. But you know what? Magnify Him and not your problem. Magnify is another word for praise Him and not the problem. You know, if you're talking the problem, you're magnifying, you're praising your problem. And you're going to have more problems. And you're sowing negative seed. So magnify Him. Praise Him. Amen. And when you praise Him, you know, your problems have to go. The enemy says, submit yourself to God. Resist Him. Take authority. Resist Him. And He's got to go. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So leave change person. The Lord is not finished with you. He wants to use you daily. He wants to use you all the time. Who is He going to use? Me. You say that to yourself. He wants to use me. Why? Because I'm a child of God. Because I am the body. I am in the body of Christ. Amen. I'm involved in this. You're in God's winning team. Amen. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Whew. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. See yourself the way He sees you again. A winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Amen. When you see yourself that way, nothing can stop you. Well, you know, we always try to limit Him, and we always try to limit ourselves. If you can do all things through Christ, confess it. Don't say, "Well, I can't." That's not what the Word of God says. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Another thing I want to do is I wanted to thank the praise team. I want to thank the congregation. A few minutes ago, we sang this song. Amen. We sang some songs of praise. Amen. This one says this: "Lord, I give you my heart." This is my desire to honor you. "Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All that I have is within me. I give you my praise. All that I adore is in you." Amen. Give Him all your praise. Man, you know what? When I was in the world, I was singing stuff that was confessing negative things. Things of defeat. So why not turn that around? I'm a child of God now, you know, so I'm going to just go praise and worship Him. Amen. Whew, I'm getting way ahead of myself, so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says power of praise, too. Keep going, Carmen. We were what? Created to praise and worship Him. If you don't know, now you know. You know, so you know what? You just got to pray and ask the Lord to heal your ears if you hear me pray. I mean, sing. I just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You hear something else, but you know what? I'm doing it unto Him. He didn't say nothing to Paul and Silas when they prayed, when they sang. He showed up. So you know what? Whatever it is, you praise and worship Him, He's going to show up. Whatever you're going through is going to have to change. Amen. It's going to have to change. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. When you enter His presence with praise, He says He enters your circumstances with power. Again, you know, I keep using Paul and Silas. When they praise and worship him, guess what? He showed up with power. There was an earthquake. Amen. All the cell doors flew open. And all the chains just came off. Amen. So he shows up. Whatever it is you're going through. You know, when you praise him, Lord, I don't know what else to do except thank you and show my gratitude and praise and worship you. And whatever it is you're going through, you know, he's going to show up not weak, but with power. Amen. With power. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. It says praise and worship spirit are spiritual weapons. Change atmospheres. They break chains, circumstances, walls come down, healings and miracles happen. Amen. What, you know, the walls of Jericho was huge. They ran chariot races around it. That's how wide it was. And physically, you can't knock it down. You know, but guess what? God showed up with power. He says, they walked around, they prayed, they sang. And guess what? They blew their trumpets. And guess what? Them walls come down. I mean, they come down flat because their chariots went across and they walked across. Just like when he parted the Red Sea. Amen. He parted the Red Sea. That was dry ground they walked through. Amen. They showed up. Lord, we need you, man. The Red Sea in front of us. The Egyptian army behind us. I mean, we need you. And he shows up with power. I mean, he parted that Red Sea. And it was wide enough for them to walk through. Amen. Woo, whatever, again, whatever you're going through, sickness, whatever, finances, whatever it is, God is good enough. Praise him, you know. And he's going to change things. Praise God. Thank you. Keep going, Carmen. Well, praise is a weapon. That's the way you got to see. Praise is a weapon. It's not weakness. This praise is a weapon. Let's remember this. Keep going. These are good. Praise is honoring God. We're just reviewing some things we had last week, but it says praise is honoring God for who he, for what he has done. Worship is honoring God for who he is. And gratitude is being grateful, thankful, and gratitude changes everything. Amen. So it's not this is the way it's going to be or this is the way it is. No, because my God has not got involved yet. But I'm going to praise him. And guess what? He's going to show up and things is going to change. That Red Sea has to part. Amen. Them cell doors are going to fly open. Amen. And them chain, them whatever, them, what do you call them? Shackles are going to come off. Whatever it is that's holding you is going to come off. Amen. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. God, with God, things change. Amen. Praise God. This is good. God delights in our attitude of gratitude. If you're going to have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Because if you got a bad attitude, you're going to have to change it. Don't go. Nobody wants your bad attitude. You change your attitude before you go anywhere. You know, I can't share Jesus with a bad attitude. Because you're going to run people away. Man, I don't want your God, man, if you're going to be like this. But you know, when you show him, when you share him with an attitude of gratitude and say, man, people see that. And you have a smile on your face, man, you got a pep in your step. Man, you're going somewhere to bless somebody. You're the closest thing to Jesus some people be around. And you want to share Jesus with them. And they say, man, I want what you got. Well, good. Just confess Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Amen. You can have it. He's not holding back. We're the ones that's got the problem. We need him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise is power release as I submit to him every day. Remember, it's a lifestyle. Not just once in a while, but every day, daily. Amen. And worship is worthy our risen Savior. Him, I'll praise. And you know, we're coming up with Easter pretty soon. Or what do you call it? Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Well, Palm Sunday is next week. And then comes Easter. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Yeah, I'll leave it right there, Carmen. Let me see. What did I miss? Praise is a weapon. Enter his presence with praise and enter his courts with praise. We're going to read that in a few minutes. But amen. I want to go back and just read this for you. It says, magnify, praise and worship your God and not your problems. We got that reversed. You know, we come around people, and people is confessing the wrong things all the time. They're saying negative things all the time. So we don't have to repeat that. And we, even though we heard it, don't mean we got to confess it or speak it out. Delete it. I said, that's not for me. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Only time we have God is say, oh, man, thank God this is Friday. You know, woo, hallelujah. It says, the bigger you make God, the smaller your problems will be. So praise and worship him. Look at Paul and Silas. They found themselves in prison, beaten because they were sharing Jesus. And you see, they didn't let the problems hold them back. Let me read it to you. Well, we read it last week, but it goes like this. Some of you, those of you watching, those of you listening, it says, two men beaten, chained down and thrown in the darkest part of the prison. I mean, they put them way down there, as far as they can go. It says, their backs ache, their future is uncertain, and the air is thick with discouragement. Yet instead of groaning, grumbling, complaining, or cursing, they begin to sing praises unto God. Yeah, hallelujah. And listen, prisoners heard him. Not only prisoners, Jesus heard him. God heard him. Amen. That means they were loud. Their voices loud and echoing through the prison walls. And nobody come and say, hey, don't sing. Your voice is bad, you know. Suddenly the ground shakes and the chains fall off and the prison doors swing open. Amen. I mean, he shows up with power. Again, whatever you're going through, you worship him. Praise and worship him. He's going to show up with power. Amen. He didn't exclude you. He's included you. Amen. You're God's property. And we're going to read that in a few minutes. You're God, whether you know it or not, you're God's property. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, praise and worship again. It says, praise, Paul and Silas praised God in prison. They magnified God and not the problem. Man, you say, man, you know, we've been preaching you Jesus, and look what happened to us. Look what happened to us. They weren't complaining. They weren't grumbling. They weren't complaining. They weren't groaning. And they weren't cursing. Some of us curse for the least things. You know, that's not magnifying God. No, it's not. Amen. So praise and worship again are not just songs we sing. We saw a few minutes ago, praise and worship are spiritual weapons. Yes. Amen. Spiritual weapons. They change the atmospheres, break chains, circumstances, walls come down, healings happen, and miracles happen. Yes. Amen. So, you want God, and you know wherever you happen to be, he's with you. So you bring him with you. You know, just because you close your, you open your Bible once a day, or once a week, or once a month, or once a year. But you know what? When you close your Bible, that doesn't mean God stays right there. Amen. He's in you. He's in you. He goes where you go. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Wherever you go, I go. Amen. So just because you close your Bible don't mean that he stays there. He's in you whether you confess him or not. Amen. I mean, if you're speaking his word. Amen. So praise God. Isaiah 43 and 21 says, I made them, he made us, and they will sing songs of praise to me. That's the easy reversion. And the next one says, this verse says, and they are the people I made for myself, and they will sing praises. They will sing praises. Amen. So you know what? When you don't know what else to do, just sing praises unto him. Just raise your hands. You know, we're talking about ways we can bless him, you know. Raise your hands, magnify him, you know. It says, Isaiah 43 and 21, New King James says, these people I have formed for myself, and myself is caps. They shall declare my praises. Amen. He's not, he says, if you don't sing to me, he says, them rocks will sing to me. Amen. I don't want no rocks taking my place. He wasn't sacrificed for the rocks. He was sacrificed for us. Amen. He wanted his people back. But he says, if you don't magnify him, you know, if you don't sing unto him, he says, them rocks will sing to me. Amen. He even made a donkey talk. I don't want no donkey talking to me or singing for me. Amen. I mean, I might sing as bad as him, but I'm still going to sing, you know. Praise God. Again, we were created to praise and worship him. You know, don't dissect, I guess that's the right word, don't exclude parts of services I like best. You know, every part of service is unto Him. That includes praise and worship. Amen. The Word of God, you know, the prayer, all of it, the whole service is dedicated unto Him. And Lord, we honor You with this. Amen. So don't say, well, just part of it. No, the whole thing. He says, for God so loved the world, the whole world. He didn't say, well, just for these people, that people. No, He says the whole world. I want my people back. So you're part of Him. Amen. We're part of Him. Praise God. John 4:23-24 says, easy to read version, but the time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. In fact, the time is now here. And these are the kinds of people the Father wants to be His worshipers. It says, God is spirit, so the people who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So King James says, for the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. He wants us to worship Him. Amen. We don't want to worship the things of the world. We want to worship the One who made the world. Amen. It says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. Man, all these are good. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Psalms 100, we're going to read it at the end, you know, but this Psalm verse 4 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Thank You. You don't know what else to say. Thank You, Lord. Amen. He's honored. He's blessed. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Keep going. It says Psalms 150, verse 6, New King James says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And it says, praise the Lord. Yeah. You still got breath in you. You can sing. Yeah. Say, well, you know, I wasn't in the mood. I wasn't ready. It wasn't in my time, you know. Or I don't have a good voice, you know. Remember, Jesus went to the cross and He was sacrificed. He could have said, I don't want to go through this. You know, I'm around negative people. I'm around ugly people. I'm around bad people. People are hurting me, cursing me. People saying this, being negative. He could have said all that. He didn't make excuses. So you don't make excuses. Amen. Like I said, He paid a price. Amen. He paid a debt He didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. But you can dedicate yourself to serving Him. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah, man. And if that don't bless you, don't slap you upside the head and down the other way. We need to pray for you. Amen. Some of you watching, no, listening, man. Quit running from Him. Amen. You know, get back to serving Him. And if you never confessed Him, now's the time. Confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't let another day and don't let another year go by. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. That's so true. Amen. So, the next hour is not guaranteed. Psalms 107:1 says, praise the Lord because He is what? Good. And His mercy, love, will last forever. New King James says, oh, give thanks to the Lord for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Amen. He says, I'm God, I change not. We're the only ones that change. You know, I've said it like this before. You got to dethrone yourself. Get yourself off the throne. Amen. We're going to be talking priorities in a few minutes. But put Him first. Amen. Him first. Put Him on the throne of your life. And serve Him. And confess Him. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Jeremiah, the next one. Oh, leave it right there. So Psalms 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him. He's near. He's near for us. He's in us. Amen. To all who call upon Him in truth. 145:18 in the Amplified says, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him. And to all who call upon Him sincerely and in truth. Don't be playing games. Amen. He ain't playing games. He sacrificed His Son. He was real. You know, He told Isaac, the No, I can't. Forget it. Keep going. Jeremiah 29:13 says, in this version, you will worship me with all your what heart, and I will be with you. In Jeremiah, in the New King James, he says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Amen. But the can't think of it. But he says, you will worship me. You will seek me and find me. So worshiping him, he says, when you search for me with all your heart. Be for real. Don't play games. When Jesus came, he came to fulfill what the Father sent him to do. And he pleased the Father. Amen. So we are to be God pleasers, God people pleasers. You know, you can't go anywhere trying to please people. You know why? Because you're never going to please them. Amen. You're going to be fighting a losing battle. They never going to be pleased. So, you know, just get your priorities right and seek him first and serve him first. Amen. Put him on the throne of your life. Amen. And serve him. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be praise and worshipers, the untaught and the thought. We went through some of these. It says spectators are untaught. And basically, I just kind of shortened it some. It says they don't participate. They don't join in. All they want to do is watchers, being lookers. You know, they just want to see who's here, who's doing what, who's wearing what, and who didn't show up. Amen. And then go call you and say, how come you wasn't there? Or the sightseers, participators are taught. They want to participate. They want to join in. They want to help. They want to assist. They want to pitch in. Amen. That's what we need, you know. Hey, you can join any of our teams. You can join the praise and worship team. You can join the usher team, the greeter team. You can join the children's team. You can join any of these groups. And you know what? Just do it. Have an attitude of servant. Of serving him and honoring him, you know, by being here. And being a good servant. Jesus came, he says, in Matthew 20, I think it's 20, 28, it says, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Amen. Amen. So if Jesus can serve, so can we. Yes. You know, I just go and sit in church, you know, just to meet my little quota, you know, and I kind of get lost and nobody can see me. And I sneak in and I sneak out. Well, what did you receive? I didn't receive anything. Man, that message was great. I didn't think so. It just flew right over you. You came with the wrong attitude and you received nothing. Come with an attitude to receive so you could be changed, so you can mature in the things of God, so you can grow in the Word of God. And he wants to use you. You know what? When you go out there to battle the Goliaths of this world, you ain't going to be faithful. I mean, you're not going to be victorious. Because them giants are going to clean you up. You know, the guys that went around pretending to be Christians, them demons beat them up bad. So you don't go out there, you know, pretending. When you fight a spiritual battle, you need the Word of God. With the Word of God, you can defeat these. But if you don't have the Word and you ain't confessing the Word and you ain't being for real, guess what? Them things are going to wipe you out. Amen. You walk out of that door first thing in the morning. First person you're going to meet has rage 100%. And they're going to tell you where to go in a heartbeat. It ain't going to be heaven. And they ain't going to confess no beautiful things or say some nice things to you. They're going to tell you some ugly things. And if you're not if you haven't spent time with him and confessed the word, you know, you're going to join right in and tell them where they can go. It's not going to be heaven either. Amen. You're just both going to be negative and throwing negative things. And that's not the thing to do. Whew, hallelujah. We express our worship with doing this. We talked about it. We lift our hands. You know, if you took a picture, if not, I can give it to you. But it's got scripture on all of them. You lift your hands. You clap your hands. You're bowing down. You're kneeling and you're dancing. Amen. I've seen people lay down. Yes, it's okay, you know. Hey, when you know these things, you don't have, wow, man, they're crazy. What's wrong with them? David danced before the Lord. Amen. So, you know, we can do these things. I mean, when you was out there hitting them bars, you know, and you was high on some ugly stuff, you know, you was dancing and there ain't no music playing. You was still dancing. You know, when you come off your high, people are talking about you, saying things about you. But you know what? When you get full of this stuff, you do it right all over again. So you know what? This is what honors God. And it's got scriptures to them. Amen. Lifting your hands. Psalms 141:2. Go check it out. Clapping your hands. Psalms 47:1. Amen. Bowing down. Psalms 95:6. And kneeling. Again, 95:6. And dancing. Psalms 149:3. It's okay to do these things. We're not going to stop you. You know what? Because, let me tell you, if you don't know now, you'll know. When you're in church service, it ain't going to bother me if you're clapping or you're dancing or you're doing any of these things. And you know, it's going to affect people different because they're going through different things. And what she's going through, what he's going through, what anybody's going through is totally different. So some are going to cry. Some are going to lift their hands. Some are going to kneel. Some are going to do all these things. They're going to bow before him. So it's going to affect everyone differently. So we can't all do the same thing, you know. Whatever it is you're doing, however he's blessing you, whatever he's telling you to do, you do to honor him. You're not doing it for me. Amen. Whatever he's telling you to do, I want you to kneel before me. Kneel before him. We ain't going to stop you. Amen. Dance. It's okay. Yeah, I'm not the best dancer. I'm not the best singer. Pray for Pastor. Amen. But you know, when you're full of that crazy stuff, it don't matter. You just do it. Say, man, look at this fool. And your buddies are going to talk about you. Your best friends are going to say things about you. Hallelujah. Says the Bible tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or Holy Spirit. And we should glorify God with our bodies. And I'll tell you this. Use these biblical examples to express your joy and your reverence toward him. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Write this down. 6:19-20. Amen. But it says, New King James says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Where's the Holy Ghost? You know, we're talking about this Wednesday for Bible study. And sometimes we say some crazy things. You know, like, man, something's telling me not to go that way. Something's telling me don't do this. Something's telling me to say hi to or be kind to this person. Something. Well, you know, as a child of God, you need to know that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a name. And it's not this thing or this something is telling me. It's the Holy Spirit. What does it say? It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is where? In you. In you. Jesus says, I'm going to go, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you. He's going to be in you. He's a spirit. You can't see him. Who is in you, whom you have from God. Thank you, Lord. And you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. Amen. Ooh, man. We need to write this. We can see on a daily basis. Because a lot of times we forget. We really try to forget. Well, just like when he says he's knocking to come fellowship with you, and he's knocking, and we ain't opening. We hear the knock, but say, oh, no, it's not him again. He's ringing, but we ain't answering. Well, I know who it is. Yeah, pretend like you don't know. First way, the Amplified says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Who is where? Within you, whom you have received as a gift from God. It's a gift given to us. Jesus says, I'm going, but you know what? He's got to go, but he's going to stay here through the Holy Spirit. He's sending the gift, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within you. Receive him as a gift from God. And then you are not your own property. Since you were bought with a price. Jesus went to the cross. God sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life. He was sacrificed. He was humiliated. He was embarrassed. But he went through and fulfilled all that. Yes, amen. And we can't even step in church one day. Come on now. Oh, take it easy, Pastor. I'm not just going to say things you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to empower you to go and do what God called you to do. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Slow down, Pastor. Says, you were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. You know, you were bought back with the blood of Jesus. Amen. He was ripped apart, man. What Hollywood puts on the screen is nothing. There was nothing. Man. We're going to have to preach on that one day. Well, Easter Sunday is coming up. The precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. Amen. You know, we take care of our bodies to please others. Well, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. I dedicate myself to you. Yes. Amen. You own me, so I'm going to glorify you with this body. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How are we doing? Okay? It says, some miss, they pass up, stay away, or dissect parts of the church service. Again, you know, I only like the part of service where it says, you're dismissed. Well, we didn't catch anything, and we're not maturing. We're not growing, because you know what? You fight a spiritual battle. So when you go out there, well, I'll call Brother Holy So-and-so or Sister Holy So-and-so, and they'll do it. No, you got to know for yourself. You're going to find yourself by yourself. Well, God is with you, but you ain't using him. You're not fellowshipping with him. You got to have fellowship with him. But Christianity is all about having fellowship. Some choose different denominations. Okay, so let's be careful. Amen. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but we're not called to be denominations. We're called to be the church, the body of Christ. Amen. So wherever God sends you, do your best. But we know whatever denomination you are with, just know this. All of us are the body of Christ. And we're not here to fight one another. We're here to fight the enemy. Amen. And we're to be together in unity. Working together. Assembling ourselves together. Amen. Encouraging one another. Amen. So, I don't have denominational enemies. Amen. They're part of the body of Christ. We're to love one another. Our only enemy is Satan. Amen. So let's remember that. It says praise and worship is not just for warm-up, for church service. Amen. So dissect service. You only like when it says dismissed. So it's not just a warm-up for praise and worship. No. Welcome and invite the Lord to join us. Amen. And I say it all the time. Satan, you ain't welcome here. Amen. Because we're going to glory, we're going to praise and worship our God. And he ain't going to like that. So guess what he's going to do? He's got to flee. He's got to go. Amen. Invite the Holy Spirit to stay for the whole church service. Work daily also. Invite the Holy Spirit to join you on a daily basis. Amen. When you get up, spend time with him. Say, man, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm going to have victory today. Speak your victories. Speak positive, and I say, well, man, oh, man, it's Monday. I am going to have a bad day. You're already defeating yourself. Be careful. You know what? Just because you can say it don't mean you got to say it out. Just don't say it. I'm going to have a victorious day. I'm going to have a joyful day, a glad day, you know. Oh, man, I got to be around that bunch again. Oh, my God, help me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Get me out of here. No, don't speak defeat. Speak victory. you know what? Let me be a light to them. Let me be a blessing to them. You know what? And you are. But you know what? A lot of times they ain't going to say it. You know why? Because they're jealous. They want what you have, but they please the people all the time, so they're not going to say it. But you know what? I'm pleasing my God. And I'm going to be a light wherever He sends me. I'm going to be a shining light. And I'm going to be a blessing wherever He sends me. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. Amen. He says He comes and stays when invited. Yes. Amen. He comes and stays when invited. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He says, "If anyone," are you an anyone? He said, "Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door," He says, "I will come in and dine with him, and he with me." Open the door. You know what? Jesus says He'll knock. Remember, you have a free will, and you can do what you want to. You can open if you don't want to. But you know what? We always welcome the enemy so easy. You know how? By the words we speak. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. And if you're speaking negative and you're confessing the wrong things, guess what? You open the door. The enemy don't even have to knock. He'll just walk in and take over. Man, praise God. Jesus said, at least I knock. Amen. So let's remember that. Hallelujah. Well, did you receive something? Hey, man, it's about time, Pastor. Hush. You watching, you listening. You know you've been running. You've been serving Him, and now you're running. Well, you know what? It's time to rededicate yourself and come back to Him. If you ain't never confessed to Him as Lord and Savior, now's the time. All you need to say is, "Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior." He's not going to turn you down. You're confessing the right things. And you know what? Get into a Bible-based church where you're teaching the Word of God. Get you a Bible so you can start learning the Word. You know, wherever you go, you know, we're full of the world right now. But you know what? Get full of the Word so you know, so the Word can come out and flow out of you. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And you know, you got sickness in your body? Just confess the Word. By Jesus Christ, I am healed, praise God. And confess your healing. Confess your healing now and not your problem. No malfunctions in your body. By Jesus Christ, I call you well and I call you healed. He has no sickness to give you. He put it on Jesus. Jesus had those stripes on His back. So by His stripes, I am healed. Amen. So confess it, and believe it. Not only that, speak it over your body and say, "Body, line up with the Word of God. I receive my healing in Jesus' name." Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And it's time to give. Praise God. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Or if you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. God loves you and we love you. Remember, there's power in praise. Amen. Praise God.